Everyone, welcome back. Got a great show ahead here. But why even waste any more time? It's time to bring on Paxton Quigley with another great segment here of Cannabis Healing. Paxton, good morning to you.
Well, good morning, Adam, and hello to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners. In case you haven't heard, there was some big news this week. The U.S. Farm Bill, which has been debated in Congress for the past several months, was finally approved on Thursday. Now, an important element in the Farm Bill is a provision to legalize hemp. As many of you know, hemp is part of the cannabis plant, the male part. Therefore, no flowers, no THC, no psychoactive effect. You can't get high. However, hemp is an amazing plant with literally hundreds of uses, ranging from making fabrics, industrial materials, to food products. And hemp is also used to make CBD, the basis for medical marijuana. So the hemp bill and how it will affect medical marijuana is going to be an ongoing story, and we'll keep you posted on what's happening. Meanwhile, I think we're going to have lots of fun today, because today's guest will surely have something to say about hemp and marijuana. I'd like to introduce Danny Danko. He's the senior cultivation editor for High Times magazine. And for years, Danny has been giving his readers and farmers around the world invaluable advice on how to grow marijuana. In fact, Danny just published a new book called A Beginner's Guide to Growing Marijuana. Hello, Danny, and welcome to Cannabis Healing.
Hey,
how are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm great. I'm great.
Good.
I'm feeling good.
Now, my first question is, what led you to become an expert cannabis cultivator? How and when did you start all this?
Well, many years ago, I became very interested in cannabis as a healing medicine, and I, you know, first started using cannabis and then became interested in growing it as well, because I realized that you could actually, you know, in a very small space, you can actually produce, you know, plenty of cannabis for yourself, and the quality of it would be much improved and the cost of it would be actually much lower than what you would pay in the marketplace.
So did you start growing it, like, in your home or outside? Where did you start doing all that?
Started in my home. A friend of mine showed me how you could basically convert a small closet into a grow space. So I started off doing that, and then over the years sort of, you know, expanded into larger projects and some outdoor, some greenhouse growing, and a variety of different sizes of indoor facilities as well. You know, and my heart always remained with the whole idea of cultivation because of the quality of the product that you can produce as far as medicinal quality. That's how you know that there's no pesticides and that it was properly fed and that it's the right variety for your particular ailment.
Now, do you go around the country now visiting cannabis grows? What do you
do?
Do you have some favorites?
Do
you do like outdoor or indoor sites? What do you do? Tell us.
Well, I do visit a lot of different facilities, and my favorite ones are the ones that are the most sustainable, the ones that take advantage of abundant and free sunshine. I think greenhouses are my favorite because I've been able to visit some places where the greenhouses are growing year-round, and they have other plants in there as well, different vegetables and fruits and even tropical plants growing in the middle of the winter in Maine, in some places that are, you know, where the climate isn't so conducive to that, because they have a heated greenhouse, they're able to grow year round. And I think that to me is the most interesting, is where people are using a living, healthy soil and growing as sustainably as possible without a lot of waste and you know, using compost and worms and all of the natural ways to basically create nature.
Now, I've looked in New Times magazine, and I see there's a lot of this new grow technology out there. I assume that it makes the plants better, but what is this new grow technology that's out there?
Well, there's lots of different lighting technology and hydroponic technology that makes it easier to grow indoors, because indoors it comes with its own specific difficulties as far as recreating nature. It's really about climate control and proper feeding and different techniques. So there's lots of sophisticated equipment, but the truth is you don't really need to invest a lot of money into a grow if it's for personal use.
Let's say I want to grow it. How do you recommend that I start doing it? I'm a newbie, and I just say, I want to grow it by myself. Would you say, like, I get a, you know, one plant from somebody and start that way? How do you do it?
Well, it's basically similar to having something like a fish tank, where you have to devote the proper amount of space, and then there's different kits that you can purchase that are grow tents that a person can put up, and that comes with lighting and air filtration equipment and that sort of thing. So, you know, my initial advice would be first to, you know, get information and to learn about, you know, plant growth and photosynthesis and all of that, and do some research on the proper ways to recreate that environment indoors. Yeah, and then experiment with some seeds. But I always tell people to go with the simplest ways, you know, just hand watering buckets with a soil mix is much easier than trying to go straight into some type of a complicated hydroponic system with timers and all kinds of gadgetry. I think, you know, the less complicated, the easier. And it's more forgiving, I think, for the beginner as well.
How do people get seeds? And which seeds should they get? I know that there'll be all sorts of different, you know, cannabis. And actually, I went to a store, and they were asking me, well, what do you want the cannabis for? Do you want to be a happy person, or do you want to just chill out? So how do you get the seeds that you want for the effect that you want?
Right. Well, there are a lot of different varieties available from different seed-producing areas, particularly in Spain and in the UK and really all over the world. And there's different companies in those places that will ship seeds to people. But you're looking for either indica dominant or sativa dominant hybrids. And then there's all different sorts of categories within different seeds of feminized seeds and autoflowering seeds. So there is a lot of different options for people to choose from. But basically, you know, you can order them online depending on where you live and what the laws are in your area. There's also, if you live in an area that has dispensaries, you can actually pick up clones in some of those places, which are actually already, you know, live plants that are seedlings or clones that you can pick up and begin growing those rather than starting your own seeds from scratch.
How interesting. Now, I got to ask you something. If you're growing inside, you know, there's a strong smell of cannabis. I can imagine, you know, your old aunt coming in and she says, oh, what's that odor? You know, it's kind of obvious. Is there any way to stop that from happening?
Right. Well, most, you know, most of these kits and different things will come with air filtration equipment, which is basically fans that blow through filters that have activated charcoal that actually you know, takes away the odor from any of the air that you're pushing out of your growing space. So it is important to do that, you know, for the benefit of your neighbors or anyone else that might be curious about that. But again, there is air filtration equipment that you can use. You know, then when it comes to harvest time, it does get to be a little bit hard to control the smells, but you know, hopefully the air filtration and the activated charcoal filters will do the trick.
Now, how much, if I were going to start doing this, how much would I have to lay out in terms of money? You know, would I have to pay $100 or let's say I was going to do, you know, a closet like you started out. Obviously, since then, things have changed. But how much would someone have to pay to get started? Is it like $50, $100, $200?
It's more than that, I would say. I mean, the lighting alone is usually a couple of $100. So I would say somewhere between $500 to $1,000 people can get started. But ultimately, that's really just the cost of 2 or 3 ounces of cannabis in the end. And so it can pretty quickly start paying for itself, depending on how much people use. And then again, you can also use the leaves and things for edibles and tinctures and all kinds of different products that you can make, concentrates and distillates and things with the extra material that you're producing as well.
Oh, my goodness. Now, tell us about your book and where people can get your book.
Right. Well, my book just came out. It's called Cannabis, A Beginner's Guide to Growing Marijuana, and it's really entry-level for people that are just interested in getting started. And it basically explains the different processes and the life cycle of cannabis and how to get the most out of it. And it's like I said, it's meant for beginners. So it's illustrated, and it's really supposed to get people's foot in the door, so to speak. And then, you know, they can take it from there. But it's available on Amazon and eBay and at different bookstores as well. And again, it's called Cannabis, A Beginner's Guide to Growing Marijuana. And it's, you know, basically a guide for beginners that are interested in getting started, you know, creating their own medicine.
Well, great. I thank you so much for being on. I've got to get a copy of your book and maybe give it as a Christmas gift to somebody. That's not a bad idea, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the gift that keeps on giving, for sure. And, you know, not only is it a pleasurable hobby and really helpful for people, but it's also fun.
Oh, good. Well, thank you for being on, and good luck with your book. And we'll try and have you on again later sometime, okay?
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Sure. And to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners, thank you for tuning in today. Please visit us on Facebook and Twitter at Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley. Also, go to our website, paxtonquigley.com. And we'd like to wish every one of you a happy and healthy holiday season. I'm Paxton Quigley.